Manhattan and the surrounding area.
And welcome back to In Focus. Brady Bowman with you here. Just got about 8 minutes left in the program. So if you have any comments, questions, concerns, give us a call, 75-537-1350. And I'm back with Wynn Butler and Ed Klimak, the friends of Johnny Kaw, who during the break just gained a new friend of Johnny Kaw, very own Dave Lewis, becoming a member number 31 of the
Johnny Kaw Club. Effort.
Yes, mm-hmm. Johnny Kaw Club. You talked about over the break that this is really a community effort, and you've had a lot of help and a lot of people come together for this.
Yeah, you know, it's Manhattan's one of those giving communities, and I've been involved in a couple of these kind of projects. And Johnny Kaw was one of those things that has been out there, and, you know, I'm the chair of the park board, and we were looking at, you know, city park and a master plan and how to enhance things in the city park, and there's Johnny, who's been there since the 60s, and we put that in part of our master plan to enhance that area around Johnny. And so I thought, well, why don't we give a couple people, get a couple people involved in this and see what we can do as a grassroots community effort. And believe it or not, I think I made 12 calls and 12 people said yes. It was amazing, but it's the spirit of the community. And when we have something like Johnny Kaw, who's been kind of lost over the years, why can't we bring him back? And there are a lot of folks that spent a lot of time in our earlier history of the city trying to put Johnny Kaw together. And we thought that we should honor that effort and also to enhance what we currently have. On our committee, we have actually a couple legacy members. In fact, the general manager of this radio station back in the day, Lowell Jack, was one of the spearheads of Johnny Kaw. And his son is Steve Jack. And Steve actually worked here for a number of years as well. And Steve is now on our committee. He drives from Leavenworth, Kansas to be a part of our committee. And Lud Fisher, who was a chamber director for many years in Manhattan, was part of the original group. And his son, Dave Fisher, is a legacy member on our committee, too. So we really have folks that were involved. Actually, my uncle was the one that actually did all the plaster work on Johnny Kaw. And his son, John, is on our committee, and he's helping us as our treasurer and our fundraiser. So we have some legacy members that go way back and connect to this whole thing.
Spanning a lot of generations, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the spirit of those families to help and give back to the community, well, they're doing it through this Johnny Kaw project.
And Wynn, if you want to describe a little bit, we talked a little bit about it, but you have a rendering of kind of what you guys are thinking of. You just kind of want to describe that to our listeners.
Sure. It's an interesting concept. Like if you were, you know, up in the sky looking down at Johnny, there's going to be a little walkway around him, but it's a sunflower design.
Okay.
So there'll be a circle around it, a walkway. And if you look at it from the front taking a picture, the idea is limestone, and there'll be a retaining wall, but steps coming down. And there is a series of benches, but they're also limestone blocks. This is great because no maintenance required. Okay, Parks and Rec will like that. And then, of course, we put some nice shrubbery around there because right now some of the shrubbery around Johnny Kaw doesn't look so nice and needs to be cleaned up, so we're going to take care of that. And then there'll be some railings in some parts, but the idea on the railings is we want to put some artwork there that would have some Kansas wheat, some Kansas sunflowers, and then on top of the railings will be part of the Johnny Kaw story. So people will be able to read that. And then there's plans in the works to take some of the water from the splash park and recycle it to keep all the vegetation looking nice around Johnny, because we got some water that we could recycle and that do some little environmental improvements.
And, you know, I kind of wonder, in this age of superhero movies and stuff like that and legends, maybe we get something going on now. Let's see Johnny Kaw on the big screen.
Oh, sure. Somebody can write the new adventures of Johnny
Kaw.
That could probably be marketed, yes.
Yeah, any aspiring writers out there, workshop some stuff. Send them to Wynn. Send them to Ed. Maybe we can get some of that out there. You actually have a few other books here. This one I'm looking at right now.
Yes, there's two or three that have been published, coloring books, and this one's the Spirit of Johnny Caw by Jerry Gerritsen that has some of the stories in there, and it's illustrated. And of course, I think she wrote this because she was involved in the 1955 centennial, and she's got stories in here about that and some of the history.
And just kind of, like you mentioned, similar to Paul Bunyan and kind of has that Johnny Appleseed sort of, just all that kind of genre of folklore and Americana folklore.
Sure, and that was the idea that, you know, Kansas didn't have that. And so as part of the centennial, they wanted to create, a character that would represent that pioneer spirit. And so Johnny became that character. And if you read the book, of course, he meets all these other guys, Pecos Bill, Paul Bunyan, and they interact.
Doesn't he have a fight with Paul Bunyan?
Yes, he does.
I remember hearing something about that.
Has a fight with Paul Bunyan, and eventually it turns out fine. That's how I think Paul Bunyan got the Blue Ox eventually. That was a gift from Johnny. And, of course, Johnny—
Sorry for beating you up.
Here's and Johnny's pets when he was little was, of course, the Jayhawk, which is now in Lawrence, and, of course, right. The Wildcat. And that's an interesting story about the wildcat because in the book, the cat has nine lives, so it dies nine times.
Interesting.
And keeps coming back. And then in the final form, I guess Johnny, by mistake, killed it the ninth time and sliced it in half.
Whoops.
And instead of one cat coming back, two came back, and that's what created the wildcat, and that's why we have Wildcat Creek.
There we go. A lot of fun interest, fun history there for people. Wynn, Ed, thank you so much for coming on and sharing that with us.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Dave, I hand it off to you.
Best way to get your card-carrying membership is to see one of you and get on Facebook and join Friends of Johnny Caw. Good work, gentlemen. Thank you. It's now 10 a.m. at K-Man.
They're your neighbors, your volunteers, your coaches. This is their home, too. Carpet One of Manhattan. They've got you covered. K-M-A-N, Manhattan.
CBS News.